have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Driving Movies with Hogan and Rudy. This month, we're doing something a little special. We let our girlfriends pick our lineup for this month. So, Cass and Ellie, this month is dedicated to you guys. The month of love. And we are starting off with a double feature from Cass. And that double feature is Stand By Me and Now and Then. So let's get into the details on these, starting with Stand By Me. That is from what year?
Ooh, I think it's the 80s. We'll go 1982.
1986.
Okay.
You're right with the 80s, though. That is directed by Rob Reiner, written by Raynold Gideon, R-A-Y-N-O-L-D, Raynold. Interesting. Bruce A. Evans, and it's based on the novella by Stephen King titled The Body. That stars Will Wheaton as Gordy LaChance, River Phoenix as Chris Chambers, Corey Feldman as Deddy Duchamp. Everyone's got, like, French names. Gordy LaChance, Teddy Duchamp, Jerry O'Connell as Vern Tessio, Kiefer Sutherland plays Ace Merrill, John Cusack plays Denny LaChance, and Richard Dreyfuss plays the writer, who's kind of... he doesn't really narrate the story. He's just kind of at the beginning and end. Or does he narrate? Yeah, I guess he kind of narrates.
A little bit throughout, I think.
Yeah. I just watched this movie. I should remember if he narrated the whole movie. That is going up against Now and Then from what year?
For sure the 90s. I'm going to go smack dab in the middle, 95.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes!
That is directed by Leslie Linka Glatter, written by I. Marlene King. That stars Christina Ricci as young Roberta Martin, while Rosie O'Donnell plays older Roberta Martin. Demi Moore plays Demi Moore plays old Samantha Albertson, while Gabby Hoffman plays young Samantha. Thora Birch plays young Tina Tiny. No. Oh God, I can't say any of these names. I can't read my own handwriting. Tina Teeny. Not Tiny. Teeny. Tersel. All these nicknames. Melanie Griffith plays old Tina Teeny Tersel. Tina Tiny Tina. Oh, boy. Ashley Aston Moore plays young Chrissy DeWitt, while Rita Wilson plays old Chrissy Wilson. Chrissy DeWitt. I think I just put Wilson because she's played by Rita Wilson. Oh my gosh, that was a trip. I hope the listeners can decipher who those people were, because that was rough. Some other famous names in Now and Then, though. You also have Cloris Leachman, Janine Garofalo, Hank Azaria, Bonnie Hunt, and Mr. Brendan Fraser makes an appearance. I will turn it over to you, since I'm having a hard time with these names, to go over what these movies are about.
This may not be much better. So I'll go with Stand By Me first. So it's the summer of 1959 in Castle Rock, Oregon, and there are four friends who are 12-year-old boys, and they learn the general location of a body of a local boy who's been missing for several days. So they set off on an adventure through the woods along some railroad tracks and learn about themselves, the meaning of friendship, and the need to stand up for what is right.
That was very well put.
I took that off of IMDb, So thanks, oh. IMDb.
Yeah, good job, guys.
And then Now and Then is about four girls who are friends, and it focuses on their childhood over the summer. And they're actually 12-year-old girls, so good job, cast, picking almost the exact same movie.
Wow, yeah.
And these 12-year-old girls set off on an adventure to figure out the cause of death of a boy in the 40s. And this movie takes place in the 70s. So they go around and they try to figure out why this boy died so young in the 1940s. But they learn about themselves, very similar to Stand By Me. Learn about their families and kind of figure out what life is like.
Yeah, I have to give credit to Cass. I think of all of our matchups, this might be the closest that these movies have actually related to each other.
Oh, for sure. Good job, Cass.
Good job. And well put, Rudy. That was very well spoken.
Again, taken from slightly off IMDb.
Yeah. You had a little twist in there, a little Rudy twist. A
little plagiarism. I switched the sentences around, the words.
As all fine college students do. All right. Oh, boy. Let's get into the categories here. Let's start with writing. What did you think about the writing in these two movies?
So both are very similar in the approach that they follow four kids, four boys, four girls, on an adventure. But they tell the story differently. So in Stand By Me, it's not... It takes place in the 50s, and you're always in the 50s.
Yeah.
While Now and Then, it takes place in the 70s and the 90s, because you're seeing the older versions of them at a reunion at one of their houses. And then basically the whole movie's a flashback to when they were kids.
Right.
Both work fine. Those are, you know, I have no bias on one way or another to tell a story. But that gets me into the stories themselves. These coming-of-age movies. I don't know if I'm the biggest fan of coming-of-age movies.
Sure. Yeah, I usually don't like coming-of-age movies because it's just about people's lives. And you're like, okay, I mean, it's fine. I also grew up. But I don't know. These two movies had kind of a lightheartedness to them while also tackling kind of heavier subjects.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Both of them deal with death and kind of the pressure put on by parents in different ways. So while they are kind of the same frame of story, they both kind of handle the same relative topic, but different ways.
Yeah.
So in Stand By Me, you have the main kid is kind of dealing with his parents grieving over the death of his older brother and kind of feeling invisible, not really feeling like they care about him and that they kind of wish that he was the one who died rather than his older brother. Whereas the main girl in Now and Then, her parents are going through a divorce and she feels like, you know, she's not as close to them. Her mom starts bringing around a new guy. So you kind of have very different things that these kids are dealing with, but both in the same vein of like, just trying to be seen by their parents, trying to have a normal family and feel like they are loved by their parents and are accepted and everything like that. So I thought that was interesting, too, how they both kind of hit on the same general feelings while tackling kind of different topics within. And then, I mean, Stand By Me, you have the kids are kind of dealing with societal stigma as well.
Yeah.
A lot of the friends of Gordy. Gordy's the main kid played by Will Wheaton. So his friends, Chris, Teddy, and Vern, are all kind of seen as outcasts. Chris is kind of that kid who's always up to no good and will probably be in jail in like a couple years or so. Everyone sees him as a thief and thinks that he's just kind of a lowlife. Teddy, his dad, is in a mental hospital. He served in the war and has kind of gone through some PTSD and some mental illness later on in his life that is kind of now being reflected onto Teddy. And Teddy, while looking up to his dad, has to deal with how everyone else thinks that, oh, and you're just the son of a loony kid. And he also kind of lashes out because of that as well. And Vern's just kind of the naive kid who is just along for the ride.
The token fat kid.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, he kind of is. Well, now and then, you kind of have similarities where none of them are really, like, bad kids or have any stigmas against them, but you have Christina Ricci, who's playing kind of like the tomboy, who doesn't want to be seen as feminine. I guess I'm talking about all these characters rather than
works.
The story. I mean, the story
we're
is
setting
about...
setting it up.
The whole story is just about these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they progress through life. So I think with Now and Then, you have her character, you have the main character who's dealing with her parents' divorce, you have the girl from Hocus Pocus. I forget her.
Oh,
her
yeah, yeah.
Tiny Tina. She's kind of like the opposite of Christina Ricci, where she wants to be very feminine and wants everyone to notice her. And then you have Chrissy, who is, again, kind of like the token fat kid. They don't call her fat or anything like that, but she's similar to the style of Vern, where she's very naive.
Yeah.
And kind of sheltered and along for the ride as well. So a lot of similarities in the way that they set up their characters, but then also how they move along their storyline. It's hard to say which one has better writing, though.
Right.
They're both so similar.
Both have children smoking, so that's different.
Oh, that takes a point off for Rudy.
That was wild.
Rudy's like, get the smoking out of here. It's a different time in the 60s, 70s, man.
It's hard, though. It is to actually pick because every category is going to be so hard because they're almost the same.
Identical. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess I will say I think I like the writing a little bit more in Stand By Me because I feel like the emotional scenes hit a little harder. And Now and Then I think is a pretty solid story, but it has kind of some cheesy moments. Like when she goes down into the sewer to get her bracelet.
Yeah.
And then she's saved by the crazy guy. That scene was just kind of like, okay.
Why did you jump into a sewer?
Yeah, she went to get her bracelet and whatnot. I don't know. There was little segments in Now and Then that I felt like almost seemed like filler, kind of. Or they just kind of
okay.
Wrote something to keep the story going. I mean, it made sense in the end, and it had a bigger impact based on when you find out who the characters are and the crazy guy, and you learn a little bit more about his backstory. I mean, it kind of works, but I don't know. There was just scenes that felt out of place and didn't quite feel as natural as Stand By Me. Stand By Me just felt like a natural progression of a story. They go to find this dead body, and that's it, you know? And yeah. It's just them talking along the way, and yeah. So I think I would give it to Stand By Me just because it seems a little bit more well put together than Now and Then.
Now and Then, yep.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go.
Now and Me.
Now and Later.
Mixing. Yeah, Now and Later.
I think I'm going to go against you and say Now and Then that I enjoyed a little bit more. I think I just like the overall story of, rather than knowing that these, like in Stand By Me, these boys are just going to find the dead body. Yeah, what they find along the way is interesting, and like things they encounter, even though the leech scene made me very uncomfortable.
Oh, gosh.
Horrible. I'm a little traumatized from that. But I like the story of Now and Then trying to kind of research and figure out what happened to this boy. So we'll go with that one.
You like the little mystery aspect to
that? I do. Hmm. Yeah, and a little bit more.
They were doing a seance in the graveyard, I was like, what is this? Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yeah. I mean, I love Are You Afraid of the Dark, so I was getting hyped at that point in the movie. I was like, ooh, this is interesting. But then it just kind of, it's a part of the movie, but it's not the movie.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think they do a good job of adding a little bit more variety into the story and a little bit more suspense than just seeing these kids walk for an hour and a half. All right, so starting off opposing, I don't think we've done that in a while.
Oh.
Let's talk about characters. I guess I've already explained all of the main characters, but what did you think of the characters? Do you have anything additional to say about this cast?
I didn't realize Vern was Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He lost a lot of weight.
He looks completely different from that movie. That's insane. I actually just watched an episode of Sliders. I don't know if you've ever seen that show with Jerry O'Connell.
No.
It's very good. But,
I
was like, hold on here. You did mention all the characters. So I guess I'll talk about them as a whole. Stand By Me. I don't know. People love them. I don't know about these characters. They're kind of annoying. Even the parents, most of the adults, everyone just seems very angry all the time. And maybe they wanted it to be like that. Mm-hmm. But everyone seems very angry.
Yeah.
And just horrible to each other.
Yeah. I can see that. What about Now and Then? You had something else to say about Stand By Me. Go back to that
before you move on. They have those soft moments in Stand By Me. Where you kind of see their other side. But that didn't help me at all. I was still, like, annoyed with them. So, even in those touching moments, I'm like, you tried to moon a dog. I don't really care about... I don't care what happens. Anyway, now and then, I actually felt a little more connected to those characters than I did with Stand By Me.
Sure.
And I know Now and Then doesn't have the higher ratings that Stand By Me has, so I'm surprised that I'm leaning towards that movie with a lot of these categories. Well, the two that we've covered so far.
I mean, reviews don't mean anything. Everyone's got their own opinion on stuff. Yeah, Stand By Me, I liked the characters. I thought they were interesting. I thought the conflicts that they were dealing with and the, I want to say stereotypes, but like stigma maybe would be a better...
Sure.
term that they're dealing with and kind of their internal battles with whatever's happening in their life. I thought that was an interesting part of the movie and how you kind of saw each character have a moment of like vulnerability where, yeah, they were kind of asshole kids for most of the movie, but then you have a scene where it's like, oh, this kid actually is like dealing with some pretty heavy stuff and they just don't know how to deal with it. So I think we approached it differently where like, when you saw those moments, you were like, I don't care. This kid's annoying and he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Where I kind of approached it as, oh, so that's why they're, like, that's why they're annoying and why they're so obnoxious and stuff like that. So in those moments, it kind of gave them a pass for the movie from me. So I didn't find them as annoying or frustrating because you could kind of see a little bit more into their character and what they were dealing with. But I do think that the characters in Now and Then are more enjoyable to watch and you feel a little more connected with them because, and maybe it's just how we grew up, we didn't have those same tough things that we were dealing with as kids. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I didn't have anything that like the kids in Stand By Me were dealing with.
Sure.
So I could relate a little bit more to the kids in Now and Then just because it seemed like they still had stuff that they were dealing with, but it was more on the normal side of growing up than some of the kids in Stand By Me. I will say the part I don't like in characters for Now and Then is actually the adult side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like I don't like that part because they don't give enough of the adult side to justify the parts that they do show. You know, it's so little and so minimal that you don't get enough of the adult side to see, like, how did these kids turn out? You know, how are they doing now? You get, like, 5-10 minute scene in the beginning, and then you get maybe 10-15 minutes at the end with the adults. And I just found myself getting disinterested at those parts, and I feel like the adults were almost completely separate characters from their younger self.
Yeah, I was confused who was who. At the end, I was like, wait, Rosie O'Donnell is...
Christina Ricci?
Yeah, and I
feel like
what?
That's a little offensive to Christina Ricci.
It was very offensive. I was like, oh, she did not turn into Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah. Poor Christina Ricci. But yeah, I don't know. I guess when they jump ahead in time, that was the only part where I was like, I'm not quite as latched onto these characters anymore just because I feel like... And maybe they were showing what growing up can do to you, but I felt like the adults were almost like emotionless robots that just there to close out the movie. So I think I might go with Stand By Me again on this one.
Ooh,
just because I I thought there was more depth in the characters in that movie than in Now and Then.
I think the kids won it for me in Now and Then, though. So I'm gonna differ with you again. She's trying to break us up. Is this what's happening?
Tearing us apart. Let's talk about another hard category.
Oh yeah,
music.
So they were both basically soundtracks from that decade. Yeah. So Stand By Me had a lot of 50s music. Now and Then, a lot of 60s and 70s music. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like your preference. Like, what kind of music do you like more? I will say, though, that Now and Then did have a theme at the end, if you caught that.
It did. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they had more of a... I noticed a score more throughout the movie, too. That just kind of seemed like your typical 90s family movie kind of score. But it wasn't bad. I mean, I still enjoyed it. I thought it fit with the movie, the type of movie that they were going with. I love the song Stand By Me, and I love how what little score was in that movie seemed to just be the instrumental version of Stand By Me.
Yeah.
And I also love the 50s music that they chose. It was a lot of like doo-wop music and whatnot. But I also really like the music in Now and Then. I feel like any time in both these movies, when there's a musical segment and they started with a new song, I was like, ooh, this is a banger right here. I love this song. It's almost a wash for me because I think they're both really, really good soundtracks.
Yeah.
I think for this one, I might swing over and give Now and Then a point. Just because I noticed a little bit, I think it had more songs in it. And I think I liked every single song that they had in it. So
that's hilarious because I was going to swing over and give it to Stand By Me.
Oh, no!
Because I like the 50s. I like that 50s music. And 60s and 70s is good, but it fit that whole theme. Like, you knew watching Stand By Me that you were in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Just by the music and what they were wearing and everything else.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, we're still opposite ends of the votes.
Yeah, we're...
I don't know what else to call it. Votes? I don't know. We're recording this very late at night again. I don't know why we do this. What do you think about the tech in these two?
Oh, gosh. This is another one where I feel very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing... I don't think there's anything special about the tech, because the whole point of these movies are for the deeper meaning and the emotional side. They're not really going for anything
fancy. Yeah, more of a character study than a visual spectacle.
So do you like looking at film from the 80s, or do you like looking at film from the 90s?
I mean, Now and Then looks cleaner, because it's newer.
It looks a little... I don't know.
You think Stand By Me looks cleaner?
I don't know.
Looks crisper?
I watched that one at night when I was falling asleep.
It seemed a little grainier to me, but... Forgot what I was going to say.
I was going to talk about the editing.
Yeah. In those. Yeah, talk about the editing.
Because Stand By Me, I felt like they just cut. It would go from scene and it would just go black and then to a new scene. Which I guess happens in movies, but for some reason it stood out more in Stand By Me than other movies that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That
the only thing I can think of for tech specifically is a negative on the account of Stand By Me. There is a scene where they are on a bridge and a train is coming, and you can tell very clearly at certain points in that scene where it's a green screen. It always just takes me out of the movie. I'm like, ooh, that didn't age well. I can tell that these kids are running on a set and there's a green screen behind them. So, with that in mind, because the only thing I can really think of in tech is a negative on Stand By Me's side, I will give it to Now and Then for the tech.
I think we'll agree on this one. I like that spooky cemetery scene.
Yeah.
All the scenes. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
It felt like an Are You Afraid of the Dark
episode. Yeah, maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Got me pumped, man. Got that fog machine going. You usually don't like the fog machine.
I usually don't, but when it's cheesy like in a Are You Afraid of the Dark, then it's okay. More fog the better. Pump it in there.
More fog the better. You're gonna have to do another.
Oh, splice it in again.
Backtrack to
me complaining about the fog.
I don't know if you complain about fog. I know you complained about Legend. You said there was too much fog in Legend. Okay. And I think Alien.
I'll put it in again.
You don't have to find them. That's okay.
It's like a little quest, though.
Just remember. I remember these things. I remember when you say, there's too much fog in that movie. And then the next episode, you're like, I loved all the fog. Like, wait a second.
You hypocrite. It's all my mood. It's all my mood.
Yeah. If he watches it on Tuesday, he's all for the fog.
But when Wednesday rolls around, or Friday. Yeah. That's it.
Get this fog out of here.
Get the fog out of here.
Can't see the movie. Get the fog out of here. Whoa, we need to go to bed soon.
Yep.
All right. So I'm tied 2-2. I think you're 3-1.
3-1.
Mm-hmm. Now and then. Going into the final category here, which movie did you enjoy more?
I'm going to say Now and Then. I enjoyed more. Stand By Me, it seems to have a lot of love. And I get it, but I don't think it's for me. I'm in the minority of, it's okay. It's not great for me. It's not bad, and it's done well, but it's not great. It's one of those middle-of-the-line movies. And same thing with Now and Then, but it's just a little bit higher in my enjoyment.
You found a little bit more enjoyment in that one with the characters and
the story.
This one's hard for me, too. I actually liked both these movies. I thought they were both good picks, and I'm glad I watched both of them. I had never seen either one, so they were both new to me as well. I think, looking at a high level, I would both probably give them like a 4 out of 5. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought they were good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like super spectacular. They didn't blow me away, but I enjoyed watching both these movies.
And sure.
Both of them seemed to go by relatively quickly. I didn't find myself looking to see how much time was left, because I was like, oh my god, this movie's still going. They both had a pretty good pace to it. I think if I had to pick one that I enjoyed more, I think it might actually be Stand By Me. And I think it's for one of the reasons I brought up earlier, and it was in characters with the adult side of Now and Then.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it just doesn't do anything for me when they have that segment. I really enjoy the story with the kids, but the adults I could just care less about.
Yeah.
So if they were to chop the beginning and the end off of that movie, then it'd be even closer. I don't know which one I'd pick, but I think because of that fact, at the end of Stand By Me, I was like, I like that movie. Whereas at the end of Now and Then, I was like, I liked majority of that movie. They could have cut out that last segment, though. It just, I don't know, it just felt bland to me once you transitioned back to the adults.
That would have been perfect, because I think it was like an hour and 40-minute movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if they would have cut that off, it would have been almost the same time as Stand By Me, which was like an hour and 28 minutes. So that would have been perfect.
Mm-hmm. So I will give it to Stand By Me. Good picks, Cass. Good picks.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep it coming. Next week, what should we do?
Ooh.
We have the lineup.
We have it.
We haven't placed it. Yeah. Should we do an Eleanor double feature?
Yeah, let's do an Ellie double feature.
Should we do 16 Candles versus Pretty in Pink?
I haven't seen any of those. Let's do it.
I think I've seen one of them, but I don't know which one. Like, those two are always, I feel like, compared to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never remember which one's which. So I think I've seen one of them. Maybe I haven't seen either one. I don't know. Who knows? Could be a imaginary movie I'm thinking about.
17 I think Candles.
Ooh. 17 again with Zac Efron.
Cass loves that movie.
Oh, maybe she'll pick it next month. 17 again with Zac Efron versus, isn't there a Disney Channel movie with the Mari sisters or Taj Mari? Doesn't he become? Maybe I'm thinking of another imaginary movie already. I don't know. I'll find it and send it to you.
Okay. Perfect.
But next week, 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink. Nice rom-com for Valentine's Day.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.